Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our next session here. And we have awesome privilege, y'all. We have two folks that's going to share how they do it in 10 years of marriage. You know, Jessica and Michael and Jessica Morris, the two people who have navigated their way through 10 years of modern-day marriage. I like that, modern-day marriage. And so they're here to share their honest thoughts on the topic like emotional baggage, family conflicts, gender roles, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, and also the funny. So welcome, Jessica. Welcome, Michael, to the show.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going? What's going on?
I'm so excited.
How you doing?
So excited. Doing great. Doing great this morning. Thank you so much for taking time out to join this broadcast. And so we have a lot of people that are waiting to hear your secret. How are you guys doing it in this modern-day marriage? Tell us about this. You know, what was your inspiration, first of all? I know you all are starting your podcast. And so what was the inspiration for starting this podcast?
Well, the inspiration for starting the podcast is, like, me and my wife, we've been through a lot within our 10 years. 12 years of being together, you know, and about to be 10 years married on January the 1st. But the inspiration was just, you know, talking to a lot of people, seeing a lot of people in relationships and marriage, even looking on social media with people that their viewpoints and the anger people have for a person that lost their job and won't get a job, or just different things. So the inspiration was just to share what we share, you know, to share the knowledge that we have, you know, that helped us make it, because it wasn't easy, you know. So that was the inspiration. And there's some key things, because I believe in, you know, relationships, any relationships, and we talk about marriage, but honesty is key. Being upfront is key.
Absolutely.
So the inspiration
absolutely.
Was, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, because people think, a lot of folks think, you know, hey, marriage is a honeymoon. Marriage is
right.
A honeymoon 24/7. So I know you guys are, you know, going to share with us, you know, your ups and your downs. And you know, first of all, I want to ask, you know, how does it feel to be celebrating 10 years of marriage? Jessica, I'm going to throw that question
in. Amazing. It feels amazing. You know, it, honestly, it's an accomplishment. It really is. And I'm very, personally, I'm just very proud of myself, you know, for sticking it out and both of us, you know, because it's, like he said, it's you have to put work into it. You have to put a lot of effort into it, you know. And
right.
with relationships and marriage, it can't just be one person putting in the effort. It's got to be both people putting in the effort. But in order to
That's
do that,
right.
you got to care about it. You know what I'm saying? First of all, you got to
yes.
care about it.
Yes,
you know?
I've been told
so,
that. You put in your 100%, he put it in his 100%, right? Because a lot of times
That's
people are
right.
like, I'm going to put in 50. I'm going to put in 50%, you put in 50%, and we make 100%. I'm like, no, that's not the right math.
Yeah.
Got to be 100-100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
tell me, yeah, you're giving half of yourself. You're like, no, I want all of
that's
you,
right?
I want all
that's
of you.
Okay.
So how did you,
gotta be
how did y'all meet?
Him.
Yes, how did you meet? Tell me. How did you be?
So I'll take this one. So we basically grew up in the same town. We grew up in Pontiac, Michigan, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and my brother, they were friends, you know, growing up in high school, because there's a five-year age difference between us, so he's older. And so we didn't get together you know, throughout the years growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
We knew each other, obviously, from growing up in the same town, being in the same circles. Right. He and my brother were friends. But we didn't actually come together until after he moved away to go to college. He moved down south to go to college,
yeah.
Got married, got divorced, moved back home. And just us having history, it was funny because at the time that he moved back to Michigan, he had just gotten divorced. I was in the midst of a divorce mm-hmm. when he came back. So we connected at a time where we were both kind of at the same place
yeah.
in our lives. And I can only say that it was a God thing because, I mean, you can imagine what going through a divorce,
right.
you know, both of us,
right.
we just had a
right.
lot in common.
Right.
We were going through the same
right.
things.
Right.
And we became each other's anchor, you know.
Yeah.
We just became
right.
close
good.
Friends.
Yeah, good friends. I was just
and that was
that.
First.
Real
that was
good.
First.
And that's the key. That is the key to all relationships and marriages.
That's right.
Friends. You have to be friends. Like, you know, because when you got a friend, y'all are argue, but y'all will still be friends later. In
exactly.
relationships, it seems different. You argue, and then you don't want to come back together. You'd rather split
right.
apart or find a new partner. But it shouldn't be like that. You
right.
got to be friends. You got to accept they bad stuff. Yeah, so we were friends.
Yes,
first.
You got to know. Yeah, you got to know about each other. You know, it's not just about the honeymoon phase, you know. It's the good, the bad,
right.
and the ugly. So now with you, both of you getting out of a divorce, getting out of a marriage, and you know, seeing, okay, my goodness, I'm going to be divorced. I know with that comes both emotional baggage, you know, financial baggage. How do you separate? How do you, you know, try to navigate through that?
I will say for us, I think it was, we made a conscious decision in the beginning because, like I said, obviously we were both going through things and we bonded, you know, within our struggles, things
yeah.
that we had been through. So we bonded through that and communication was huge.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about a lot of the stuff that people spend years in, you know, avoiding,
yeah.
you know,
right.
certain subjects, but we knew and I think this is important too. Knowing what you want
yeah.
and you both kind of wanting the same thing, because if you come together and one wants this and one wants that and y'all never had that conversation, that can be a problem. So we had those conversations. We would go out, you know, we would just hang out, go eat or go to a game or something, but we were just talking about life, talking about the things we wanted, our dreams,
and
our goals.
And we didn't, if I could cut in, we didn't even, you know, though we both were going through divorces, we didn't sit back and act like everything was the other person's fault in our previous
right.
Relationships. We were talking about the
yeah.
things that, you know, mistakes,
the mistakes
we made. So that
right.
further, you know, helped us and is helping us in our relationship now.
We brought everything to
right.
the table.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
no
really awesome
back.
Because, yeah, because what I hear is you got to be open. You got to be honest.
Got to be
and,
open.
And
yeah.
just the fact that you were friends, you know, even before this divorce, you
yeah.
know, made it a lot easier. So tell me about
yeah.
the engagement. I want to know, Mike, how did you propose? How did you propose? How
it
did
was
you,
real.
Like,
it was
you
real.
Know?
It was real simple. I'm going to tell you this, like, and let me say this for all the listeners out there. All the men and the women. Women, that engagement stuff is weird and crazy. Like, how can you surprise a person when they know what kind of ring they got, what size, what it looks like? They want to go pick it out with you. Like, what happened to the days where I go pick the ring out and surprise you?
Yeah.
So tell
no,
us
we
how
had
you
the ring
did it.
Picked
how
out.
You did it.
We had the ring already. She picked it out, of course, where she wanted. I waited. I don't know how long I waited. I waited a good minute.
A few months.
Yeah, it was some months before I brought it out. Man, it was a long time.
Yeah.
And so we had we were at church and we had went over to our pastor's house for dinner. They invited us over there for dinner. And I had told one, because I was friends with his son, the pastor's son. And I had told him, shoot, man, I just felt it. Like, I'm finna propose to her. Front of everybody that's over here, I just felt it, and Wow. We left. Actually, me and him had to go get the ring because the ring was at the house. So I made up some crazy story about we got to go get something for the food that we missing before we can eat. We had to shoot across town, and he driving fast, jumping curves, swerving, car flipping like an action movie. We get to the house, I get the ring, you know, we come back. Yeah, she calling, trying, I'm not answering the phone and stuff. And she worked up, you know, she in the house, had a little attitude because, you know, women, y'all like to be on time, especially when other people's houses and stuff like that. So we get we go to the deck. Everybody else knew what was going down. The pastor, everybody, nobody but her. And we just had that moment. Everybody surrounded us, and I got on that one knee and asked her, you know, come on with me.
Wow. So I know now, so Jessica, since you've already picked out your ring, were you thinking, okay, when is he going to pop that question? When? Anticipation. You're like, you sometimes wonder, is it going to be today's day? I mean, what goes on? What goes on in your heart? What was going on with you?
You know, I don't know. I wasn't really like anxious about it because even before I decided that I was going to pursue a serious relationship with this man, because my previous marriage, it was very tumultuous. Let me just say that. It was crazy. And so I wasn't in a rush, you know. I wasn't anxious about it. You know, I wanted him to do it when he was ready, you know. And so being the thoughtful guy that he is, he waited, you know, he waited a long time to do it to the point where I wasn't expecting it, you know. Yeah. And so it ended up being perfect. It just ended up being well thought out. It was a beautiful moment. And it was perfect for us because, just like, you know, the title of our podcast, True Love the Hard Way, it's just our relationship is real. It's based on real stuff, you know, and that's why we want to share, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like the fairy tale, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was real. It was real. It was his honest, like, he poured out his heart on the day when he proposed to me.
Yeah.
And I loved it, you know?
That's awesome, and that's what you remember, the memories, you know. And so let's take. I have a couple texts come. I have some people texting in, and there's a question that they want to ask. We're waiting for folks to call in. You can call in right now. Call in at 516-418-5817. That's our number to call in if you have any questions to ask Jessica, to ask Michael. And so one of the questions that was texted in, it says, how do you approach arguments? How do you handle arguments? Because, you know, we argue. That's just a normal thing.
Yeah. I mean, you first it starts with, you got to change the word argument and change it to, like, communication. You got to do that within yourself first, you know what I'm saying? Both parts put it, like, let's have an argument, let's have a communication, let's talk.
Yeah, it's your mindset.
And it's a respect,
mm-hmm.
And then it's respect there. Well, respect is first, and then let's have a communication.
You got to have
communication.
That respect.
Yeah. And you can go into it, and you got to go into it not biased to yourself. You got to go in there and really listen to the person. Really listen to what they're saying and try to listen and let them know how your mind works. You know, because me and my wife found out when we would have our little communications, our little experiences, like,
in the beginning.
Yeah, we and I mean, even now, you know, sometimes here and there,
yeah.
We've gotten a lot better, but we learned that this person don't think the way I think.
Yeah, we learned that for sure.
So
that's
how you approach argument / communication, debate / whatever. You got to go in there and understand that this person, they didn't grow up like you grew up.
That's right.
Don't think the way I think. So let me really listen to what they're saying, and let me go in and make my case, you know, plead my case to how I feel too.
That's right.
And hopefully they understand it. Y'all both on that same page. Those little debates or / arguments, communication things, it gets better, man.
And that's one of the things that you have to work at, that's where the putting in the effort, because it's a lot of effort. You got to put a lot of energy into it. But this is a big thing. Learning the other person's communication style, like how do they communicate? Yeah. How do they think? That's your job to learn that.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's not another woman's job to learn.
Yeah, you know, like like I say, women is from Venus, man is from Mars. You know, you
that's
have
right.
to learn each other.
That's right.
You have to.
Absolutely.
And then
you have to learn
there has
how
to
that
be a
person
level
says.
Of respect. Yeah, there have to be a level of respect as well, you know, and respecting each other's views. You know?
Yeah.
That's one thing. I want to say that's one thing that we decided at the beginning that we weren't going to, like, just be cussing each other out. You know what I'm saying? We decided that at the beginning.
Right.
Because
you
can say something, and once it's out there, you can't take it back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And she taught me that.
And that was something that I wanted to implement. And that's not to say that we haven't said things to each other, but there's definitely a line that we draw in the sand when it comes to how we deal with each other.
Yeah.
It's a level of respect that we both decided that we wanted to achieve, you know, in our marriage. And that's taken us a long way.
Yeah, and that helps in our marriage.
That's good. So now with any marriage, any serious relationship, there is a topic called finance, you know. I know I've known of several people over the years that have, you know, got married, spent a whole lot on their wedding, and they fed the whole world, basically. And then after they, you know, come home from the honeymoon, here is the moneymoon. The bills start coming in. How do you approach the finances in your relationship? Who has the better financial head?
Well, you know what? You just hit one of the hard spots for us. That's something that we're still working on. You know, that's one of our struggles. I think I'm better at handling money. I'm better at saving money.
I don't believe that.
See what I'm saying? So that's something that we're still working on. We ain't mastered that one.
I don't believe
you
that.
Know?
So he likes to spend money. But I do
too.
So. And see, this is what our podcast is about. We going to keep it real. We not hiding nothing. We ain't
real,
faking like
know?
That. She thinks she's better.
That's
I believe
I like.
I'm better.
And you meet in the
middle.
Yes. You know, sometimes you have to get a third party. You have to get a third person to basically, you know, help you navigate. You know, I've taught, I've sat down with a lot of top couples prior to them being married. You know, to go through the finances, because if you are not eye to eye on the finances, that could be the number one cause of divorce and a whole lot of arguments. Okay, I'm talking about real life arguments. Yeah, no conversation.
Yeah.
Straight up arguments that could lead to
that's
divorce.
Right.
Sometimes you have to get that help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been through some things behind the finance subject. But
that's
to answer you, like what we do, we just come together as a team with the finances. You know, it's some things that I'm good with handling, and she's good with handling. She may be great with keeping up with the bills and making sure they paid, and I may be great at, you know, making sure the money's saved and making sure we ain't eating out too much or this and that. As of right now, that's where we stand.
Speaking about food, you know, and you know, you have to have a budget in place, right? In order for you to really make it, especially living in San Diego, it's so expensive. So with that in mind, you have to have a food budget, you have to have a play budget, you have to have a whatever budget, you know, clothing budget. And so I heard what you said, Michael, about getting together, and it's basically a team deciding, okay, what we can afford and what we cannot, what we need to put off for the future and what we can take care of right now. So with that, I have a couple questions I want to throw out there just to find out, you know, a little bit about you, a little bit about Jessica, Michael, and Jessica. So who is the most outgoing?
You got to understand, like, we both entertainers. She's a singer, and I'm a comedian, you know. So I'm pretty much more outgoing. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So what about who cooks the best?
Definitely Michael.
Yeah, I taught her everything she know when we first got together. And this is another thing. She catfished me, y'all. Like, she didn't let me know she couldn't cook. You know what I'm saying? But she could cook. But she would get to cooking and get on social media and burning hot dogs and stuff. Like, what the heck?
No. But I did tell you I couldn't cook.
I think you did.
I did.
But yeah, me, I could cook.
Wow. You know, man that cooks, girl. Woo wee.
I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am. So who is the funniest between the two of you? I know you said you're a comedian, but both of y'all have me cracking up right now. Who is the funniest?
Yeah, she's funny. I don't know. She's funny, too. And you know what? I do comedy, and I was just practicing last night with her, and she just told me, like, you know what? I'm funny, too. I can do comedy. It was just a general conversation. I kind of got jealous. Like, I hope she don't start doing comedy because I'm not going to blow. I'm never going to make it because this woman is really funny.
Goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I would love to hear that. What about you, Michael? Do you try to sing? She's a singer. Do you try to sing?
Oh, man. All the time. If God let me had the right ear and I can hear these notes, man, I get on my wife's butt, man, on some singing, man. She can sing. She's the best I've heard. Like, I love Whitney, Michael Jackson, everybody. And I ain't saying this because this woman, my wife, this woman can freaking. When we got together, let me tell y'all, this is crazy. Real quick, when we got together, we used to sit in the car and talk at her apartment. Just sit in the car, couldn't come in the house. She one of them old school tradition type women. You can't just come in the house. You got to spend some time outside in the car. And I would just ask, she would sing church songs, gospel songs to me. And, man, and I'm a big guy, y'all. I know y'all can't see me. I'm 6'1", 205, 5. I would be crying.
I heard a sample of her singing, and I'm like, amazing. I said, look, I'm going to bring you in here. I'm going to have to show you out. I'm going to let people know what you can do, lady. But it's awesome that you guys, you know, find a healthy balance and everything. So who's the most messiest?
I would say me.
Who is?
Ooh, I'm glad she said it. I want to tell these people, but I'm going to let you say
I would say me. I'm definitely, that's something I'm working on.
She's going to get up in the morning. She's going to open the drawers up, put a hole. She's going to try out three outfits. She's going to try three outfits for the day and leave all the drawers up.
All my friends that's listening, y'all know it's the truth. Y'all know it's the truth.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to have my outfit together, y'all.
And see, both of y'all can't be messy, you know. Both of y'all just can't be messy.
Because
we're going to have some hoarder. We're going to have some whole bunch of problems, right?
So that's
awesome, though. And who drives best? Who's the better driver?
Oh, man, that got to be me.
Yeah, you're the better driver.
Yeah, I'm the better driver. Because it's the same thing with her when she's driving, man. It's like the drawer. She got the mirror down. She all about beauty, man. She don't care if we die on the road. You know, long she look good there.
She's one of those driving, putting on lipstick and eyelashes and eyebrows and all that.
And talking to you, scared to death. And she talking to you like everything is good. It's peaches and cream.
But guess what? My makeup be right.
Yeah, it be right.
It's cute.
Yeah, when you step out, it be right. Dead or alive, you'd be right.
You guys are so funny, so funny. And then who has the most attitude? Who's the meanest?
Question?
Me.
Why y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, y'all taking long to answer that question?
I had to really think, because she can be mean sometimes.
I can be pretty mean. I'm a Sagittarius, so I can be like, I say what I got to say, and I'm done with you. But Michael Morris. He got a sharp tongue, y'all.
I think it comes from the comedic stuff, though. But I've gotten better. Have I worked on it?
That's it.
I'll turn back up and get mean on you, girl. Don't be saying that to these people.
Yeah,
I'm the
meanest. So it's quite obvious that marriage takes work, y'all. Marriage takes work.
Yeah.
It's not no pie in the sky, you know. It's not no honeymoon 24/7. When the honeymoon wears off, then you're like, okay, time to find another honeymoon. You got to put work into this marriage, you know. I've been married twice in my lifetime, and, you know, I learned from the first marriage, I learned from the second marriage, and I'm like, okay, third time's a charm, right? Third time's a charm.
Right.
I'm taking my time. I'm enjoying my singlehood. I really am.
Right.
You know, but, you know, when the time is right, you know, and God sends the right person, you know, then I know, hey, I'm not going to bring in baggage from old, you know, past yesterdays. You know, I have to take care of Ray. I got to take care of me, you know, and get all that stuff off.
Can I say something to what you just said?
Sure.
You said when God sends the right person. I want to tell people out here, because a lot of us, you know, we know that when God sends the right person, you heard it before. And I want to say this, what God wants us to do, and this is what we believe, me and my wife, like, he wants us to send our request of what type of person we want. And he wants us to be real and know that these people don't come with everything that you want. They come with stuff that's flawed. And how can you help? How can you be creative and help this person flawed area? So putting a request out there, because like when I was married before, this lady totally didn't match me. I'm telling y'all the truth. I know it's the true love, the heart. It's the podcast, it's the talk show. But look, this lady truly didn't match me. But my wife now. But I knew, you know, after I got divorced and stuff, what I wanted, what type of woman I wanted. I kept that on my mind. I'm talking about from look, shape. You know, and I know what I learned, that it's still not going to be perfect. It's still stuff that got to be worked out. And it's still stuff that pretty much will never change about me or my wife. Flawed things that we don't like. So that stuff is important to know when you're going into a relationship, man, for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no perfect person out there. There's no perfect man out there.
Perfect,
you know, I'm like, there's no perfect woman out there. You just have to accept each other and work with each other. You know, we all have flaws. We're not perfect. We're not.
What I'm saying is you make them perfect. You make them perfect in your mind. That's what I'm saying when we get into, or we've done got to. You make them perfect. Because she still leave the drawers open, but I just ignore her, you know what I'm saying? And she just perfect to me. But it used to drive me crazy.
You used to do it when I was younger,
and I wanted to argue about it.
Right. So you just jump right over the drawers, you know, and trip right over it and fall and say, hey, baby, you got me this time.
Yeah. Or close them. Why won't I just close
them? There you go. Close them.
I used to just leave them open just to argue with her. That's how much I've grown. Like I'm going to argue with her. She done left these doors. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's good. And then you laugh about it. You make comedy out of it, you know. Like, dang, lady, you just tripped me. I just tripped over. I just bumped my knee, you know. And laugh about it, you know. Need to laugh, 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 laugh. Laughter is so good for the soul. Oh, my goodness. Well, I thank you all for joining us on this show and sharing what you got coming. So tell us, when can we expect to hear about the podcast? When do you guys go live on this?
So our first show, like we said, it's going to be actually on our anniversary, which is December the 31st.
/ first.
Oh, wow. New Year's Eve.
The first.
Yeah, that's our anniversary. We got married at midnight on New Year's.
Yeah, so that's last New Year's Day. So it'll be New Year's Day. It'll be New Year's Day. January the 1st. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That one will be live, and then the following Tuesday, you have to look that day up. I'm sorry, I didn't look at the day. Oh, January the 7th, that Tuesday, we're going to start dropping our episodes each week.
The first show, that's going to be our official launch, and you guys just tune in because that's going to be a celebration of our official 10 years of being married. So check us out.
Nice. Well, be sure to share the link with me, and I'll definitely share it with my social medias, because I love listening to you, the two of you talk and just, you know, bounce off each other and play on each other's words and everything. I appreciate you coming on and looking forward to hearing more about your podcast, True Love, The Hard Way. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for having
us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.